Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg and co-host Green Diva Mizar share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
All right. I am so excited that we...
Welcome to Green Light.
I'm not that
with
excited.
The original Green Diva.
I'm not that excited. But I am excited.
Well, because we've had many trials and tribulations this week and a lot of test phone calls and a lot of rewiring. And finally, folks, we did it.
Thanks to Todd, founder of Homegrown Radio.
Thank you, Todd.
Are now listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Yay!
We're back on.
Yeah. And that you hear is Green Diva Lisa, for some of you who remember our show from last season.
Well, it's great to be back. I'm down here from Maine.
Oh my gosh, all over the place as I usually am.
And my most recent settlement is Maine, and I'm tucking myself up there and trying to keep warm. Oh my God, it was single digits. It's a lot different than Austin, Texas.
Single digits.
I'll tell you.
It sounded like you said single twinkle digits. Single.
And we got Green Diva Mizar.
In the house.
Green Diva Jamie over there waving. For anybody who wants to know, she's
in the
queen
house.
Wave.
Yeah.
And Silent Jesse's in
Silent
the office.
And Silent Jesse.
in the office next door.
Yeah, we've got really, really busy show. I'll just mention really quickly, we have Green Dude Nino Marchetti. From earthtechling.com. He's going to call in today and talk to us a bit. Originally, it was going to be about light bulbs, but he shifted gears on me a few minutes ago, and I went with it. It has to do with tax deductions or tax write-offs.
Good time of year to talk
about
that.
From energy-efficient stuff that we might buy, I guess.
That's good to know.
So this is the kind of stuff we're going to learn. GD
Get
Mizar.
Get your pen and paper out.
We have Nomi Lyons, our...
talk about cold.
Green Diva out there. She is calling from Salt Spring Island, British Columbia, Canada.
So she's in the cold with you.
So she's our Green Diva.
Probably the same latitude as I am.
Yeah, probably, right up there in Maine. And then if we have time, hopefully we will, we get to Green Diva Mizar's repurposing segment.
I'll be quick. I'll be
New
really
life
quick.
For old T-shirts.
Yes.
And then... Ta-da-da-da, drum roll, please. We finally got Waylon Lewis calling in today. He and I have been corresponding for a long time, but we've never actually talked to each other.
Oh,
so
really?
This is very exciting for me. I have like publisher envy with this guy.
Oh, you guys have talked for years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have.
Years?
On and off. Yes,
yeah,
seriously.
Not
we've
just
corresponded.
Months,
yeah.
Years.
Yeah, you're right, years. But he's the founder of Elephant Journal, which is a magazine that went very successfully digital. And I can tell you from experience, that is not an easy thing to do.
Right.
He's been very successful. He's a really great, energetic, interesting guy. And we were really having fun talking about some of the lead stories in Elephant Journal before, but we'll restrain
ourselves.
He also
has a radio show out of Colorado, which may have helped launch that digital magazine.
And he's working on a television gig called Walk the Talk, I believe, is the name of it.
Does he need any divas?
Well, he might. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one of the things I've been corresponding with about. You never know.
All good.
So we'll walk the talk with Mr. Lewis in a little while.
Okay.
Meanwhile, let's hear from Green Diva Lisa. What's been going on with you, man?
I have embarked on a project. I'm a field producer. I do a lot of stuff for MSN and a couple of other things. And I answered an ad for this group in Jamaica who's global reporters for the Caribbean. And this is not a sustainable conversation, but it is a necessary conversation that I have to have with everybody that
Wait
I come
a minute.
In contact
social,
with.
Social justice and whatnot is a
That's
sustainable
true.
Issue.
This is sustainable for the poor victims. The project I'm working on right now is an investigative report about the Jamaican lottery scams. If you haven't heard about it, it's targeted to senior citizens. They call up. They tell the senior citizens that they've won usually around $2.5 million. And then eventually they rope them in with a car.
Wait a minute. It's not only senior citizens. I've gotten those emails before.
From Jamaica or from Nigeria?
I don't know. It's not just the emails. Most of this is telephone.
Oh, okay.
The ones that are getting caught. And obviously they tell you that you've won all this money. Even smart seniors say, but I didn't enter anything. And they go in, they have an answer for everything. They are very, very skilled. They learned all of this through their call center training that they have. They have these call centers down there, and a lot of them learned their training there.
You mean they're call centers to train them to scam people?
Well, they have, no, they have call centers that are legitimate in Jamaica, but a lot of the training that they learned in terms of how to manipulate their listener,
exactly.
they've learned in these call centers, and they are very skilled,
techniques.
And it's very rampant. The 30,000 calls a day come out of Jamaica to the U.S. 3 years ago, Jamaica was taking in $30 million was showing up on Jamaican shores. 3 years later, it's $300 million.
Oh, wow. So it has, so obviously
average,
somebody,
this is the most stunning statistic. The average loss from these senior citizens, I'm going to repeat, average loss is $70,000.
Oh, man.
Oh,
so you're looking at people doing even up to half a million bucks,
It starts off, you know, they're just very friendly. They tell you you're going to win. What would you do with this? They gather information as they spend time chit-chatting with these individuals who are often alone, locked up in their homes, eager to talk to somebody who's friendly. And it goes south from there. And the skills that they've used, some of them are, they start with friendly. If that doesn't work, they actually terrorize some of these folks.
Well, I believe that. You know, Megan knows I recently lost my dad, and my mom called me a couple months afterwards and said, I got a very strange phone call. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, they were asking me for information and your father's social security number and everything. And because of part of the post-death process, which, as anybody knows, is already very complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, Mom, what'd you tell them? She said, I hung up. I said, I'm not
good
interested.
Girl.
And good for her.
Well,
it's right.
A lot of
she was very suspicious.
Yeah, a lot of senior citizens, even when they're suspicious, are raised to be polite, and they don't want to hang up on these people who are trying to be friendly.
Right.
So as a child of a senior, look for signs. Look for Western Union receipts. Look for odd deposits. Ask your bank to pay attention, their bank to pay attention if they have odd withdrawals and look for these kinds of receipts.
Really, don't you want to just go beat someone with a stick? And I'm not even violent, okay? I'm like a Quaker, but it just upsets me that they're preying on vulnerable, very vulnerable people.
The interesting thing about this is the consciousness. You know, what is the culture behind the people that think this is okay to do? Besides,
how do you rationalize
criminal?
This?
Well, they rationalize it because of reparation. They believe that. Because, you know, this is Jamaica. It's the island that the slaves came through. And that
white people. So they only go after white people?
They're going after white
Yeah, but you know what? Can
US
someone
citizens.
Just tell them that's past history? Done.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes.
Well, it's very racist of them.
It is very racist of them.
But that's how they get, you know, that's part of their culture. Part of not the culture of all of Jamaica. Obviously, I've met some really cool people there.
Sure.
But there is this particular culture that's stealing from people.
So, all right, so you're doing a story on this. You're doing a you know, some kind of journalistic piece on a documentary.
Right.
Are you going to go to Jamaica?
No, I'm doing the a lot of this is happening in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont.
Okay.
Because that is the demographics up there are older.
Yeah.
And so I'm focusing on some specific things. I've met a couple of the people and talked to the wife of her husband, who they've lost their house, they've lost their car, and he still believes that he's going to get this money.
Oh, my word.
So when do you think this will be produced and out there?
They're going to launch their network, which is Global Reporters for the Caribbean, at the end of March or early April. So this is it's going to be a 60-minute style investigative reporting network. And so they'll be launching that then.
All right. Well, we'll
keep
up with
you.
Yeah.
This report. But please pay attention. Talk to your seniors. Tell them, you know, if somebody says they've won something, it shouldn't cost them anything.
And you shouldn't have to give your bank information or your social security number
nothing,
or anything.
None of that.
Nothing.
Just look for signs.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, thanks for
that
warning.
You for letting me share that. I'm so passionate about getting the word out.
Well, I'm excited that you're busy, you're working. I mean, I'm a little bit bummed out you're not as Green Diva involved as you used to be, but I'm glad you're here today.
Maybe when I settle in, I'll...
And it is exciting.
Do you ever settle in?
No.
She I'm here, and I just met Green Diva Lisa, and when I met her on the phone, she was in Connecticut. I hear she was in Austin. Now she's in Maine.
I know.
And that's in 3 months.
I know.
Right?
Right.
Something like that?
Something like that.
That's very cool.
Okay, so you know what's coming up? Well, today's the 31st. February 3rd is, ready for this? National Carrot Day.
I don't know. I get
that
these...
crazy wabbit.
right after Groundhog Day.
Did I tell you that I went on a Bugs Bunny binge the other night? I don't know. What, like, on my YouTube page, somehow something came up and it made me think of Bugs. And I went, oh my gosh, I can go and look at all my old favorite cartoons.
The classics, right?
Monsters lead such interesting lives.
I come back here, you wabbit. I love that one.
And then the last one I watched was about... I am Elmer J. Fudd. I am a millionaire who owns a mansion and a yacht. And they try to convince Bugs that he's actually Elmer J. Fudd. It's pretty funny. Anyway, I digress. So I get all these press releases, and I don't know why this one caught my attention.
So how should we celebrate?
Well, I don't really know. They call for people to eat, like, carrot meals all day long, which is, you know... Okay, maybe, but I'll make some carrot juice.
That's actually what I thought you meant by when you went on a Bugs Bunny binge. I thought you ate carrots all day.
Yeah, I can. I mean, I do like carrots, you know, that. Is it? Okay. But here, I just thought I would share with you one of my favorite quotes that happens to be about a carrot. Ready? No, it's not funny, but it's the drum roll thing.
Okay.
The day is coming when a carrot... freshly observed, will set off a revolution. And that is by Paul Cézanne.
Ah.
All right. I mean, it's a little heavy after all this frivolity, but I do like carrots. And so I thought I would just tell everybody to get ready that February 3rd. And then didn't we just see, like, just as we were getting ready to go on the air, I got a press release that February 5th, in contrast to February.
Say it isn't so.
February 5th, in contrast to National Carrot Day, is World... Not national, but Nutella Day.
Okay, so here's what you do. You take your carrots.
That's
prepare
an
them
thing,
on
isn't
national.
It?
Yes. You prepare it on National Carrot Day. You get your Nutella, and then you dip your carrots in the Nutella.
Oh, God. That
well,
does not
you never
sound
know.
Appealing
Listen,
to me.
That Nutella is amazing.
It just, that Nutella
just
is amazing.
Just another vehicle for chocolate, as far as I can
listen,
see.
I know. But you know what? Lisa, you read the... It's made with skimmed milk.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, oh, good.
Which means Lisa can't eat it because you're dairy-free, man.
That's right. That's okay. And I'm okay with that.
That's why she's skinny and I'm not.
I have other vehicles for my chocolate.
Yes, we get creative when we're dairy-free.
Yeah, you know, I'm just wondering, though, and I don't mean to keep going on the carrot thing, but why would Paul Cézanne say something like that about a carrot? And you know, why is it your favorite quote or one of them?
I think because I really love food. I really love food, and I love the idea that an artist can look at a carrot and see that it has the potential to create a revolution.
All right, we'll just run with that.
Well, you know, and I think I like the idea that really when you are mindfully observing anything really, really carefully, it has that potential to really create change. Does
maybe
that make any sense?
Maybe something like dangling a carrot.
I'm getting really, like, in over going, my head here.
Yeah, I'm thinking multi-carrot diamond.
Oh,
how about that?
Oh.
That's where it's going.
Oh, there you go. Well,
they spelled carrot wrong.
Being the diva and all.
They spelled carrot wrong.
Who did, Cézanne?
Yeah.
Or the national carrot people.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's pretty funny.
I thought so.
You know, if you when I was working in news, well, I sort of still am, but when I was...
Yeah, if you want to call this news.
Well, this is sustainable news. You have... Yes, absolutely. We'll give credit where credit is due. But there's a national day. Every day is a national day for something. You could have National Pantyhose Day, National...
Green Diva Day.
Green Diva Day, National Furniture Polish Day. I don't know. I'm making some of these up, but it's not that far-fetched.
Let me explain how these things happen. I used to work in PR.
Well, yeah.
And it's PR people, like I used to be, that would petition governors and the president and the Congress to create... all kinds of wacky things in order to, you know, then have some company. Because basically, this Carrot Day thing, it was some baby food company, which I really wish I could remember the name and give them some credit, but I'd have to look it up.
Okay, you know what my favorite story regarding that is? Columbus Day, October 12th.
Is that a PR thing?
It's bigger than that. I'll try to be brief. First of all, we all know that Columbus did not ever set foot on what is North America, that he landed in the West Indies, he massacred the Indians. He was not a nice guy.
No.
Even though he's Italian.
Yeah, sorry.
And one of my people from Northern Italy as well. Okay, fine. So, back in the day, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was courting the Italian-American vote.
Oh,
and look what he did. He gave the Italian-Americans Columbus Day on October 12th. He did not.
Really? So that's why we get that Monday off?
I never got that Monday off. I did get married that day, hoping to always get that Monday off. Well, not because it was Columbus Day. I mean, I'm not that Italian patriotic, blah, blah, blah. No, I just figured, oh, maybe I'll always have a three-day weekend.
Yeah, right.
Didn't and plus, work. No. Well, no, it didn't work. Well, I worked in news. Nobody has three-day weekend.
Nobody gets a three-day weekend. You know, in Denver, there's a big parade every year for Columbus Day for the Italian-Americans. And there's also another huge parade of Native Americans that are against the whole acknowledgement of Columbus.
Good for, but they have it wrong too, Lisa. Because he didn't land in North America.
I know
he didn't open those doors.
But he's responsible for the surge of Europeans that ended up here.
But he did abuse indigenous peoples.
Oh my gosh, he massacred them.
He massacred them and enslaved them.
Yes,
and raped them.
He did.
And
he did.
It was a bad scene.
Yeah, he was not a nice guy.
Wayne's just reading some book, and I can't. I shouldn't even mention it because I can't remember the name or the author. But it's all about. It's like a Dan Brown-ish kind of book about
Columbus. Just post
Columbus.
It. Yeah. Post it for folks who wants to hear about it. It's like, you know, just a recap.
It has nothing to do.
Well, we'll have
Green
Diva Jamie look it up for us right now. Maybe she'll find it for us.
I think we should work on getting a Green Diva Day. Don't you?
Don't we? You know what?
How about a Green Diva Week? Because that's a diva thing.
Do we get it off?
Yes.
Do we get to go drink green Mai Tais under green palm trees with green sand and a lovely blue-green ocean?
I like that.
Don't you?
I like that.
I would even consider wearing a green bikini, but that would be a short-lived consideration.
Oh, my gosh. Bikinis, I'm impressed.
No, I would never. Never.
I see a calendar in the future, though.
Wait a minute.
The old calendar that is rolled up somewhere in a closet.
Did a calendar?
The Diva calendar.
The Green Diva calendar.
Of course.
Again?
You mean we have a different subject. We have a different Green Diva.
Listen, it's like those women in Great Britain, Northern UK.
And they had
for their friend, they'd had the sunflowers placed in that very precarious place to cut. There's no nudity.
Mm-hmm.
But
very
tasteful,
very
sexy. It was wonderful.
It
we
was
actually
a great
interviewed
fundraiser.
Three of those ladies once upon a time.
Sort of like the firemen who do the.
No, they're a lot less scantily clad in some respects. The firemen.
Yeah, but you know, all you need to see is their, you know,
what
their abs, man.
Oh,
the abs. You know, it's all that upper body stuff. For
but those guys. The firemen, the firefighters are young. These women were. You know, like 55, 60 and up. It was beautiful.
Like our age group.
Yeah. I think, didn't they make a movie out of it?
Yes.
And Helen Mirren, I think she was in it, and I think it was her. And my favorite line, and the line that was on all the trailers, is somebody dropped her shirt or opened her shirt, and they had these little buns which looked like breasts with these little cherries on top, right? And so Helen Mirren looks at it and goes, we're going to have to get bigger buns.
Oh, this is so funny. I was trying to look. My friend Benny Klein had done a documentary about this conflict in Denver every year.
Oh, the
And
Columbus
as I'm looking through his Facebook page, I came across a picture of a turkey that is woven with bacon around it, like in and out.
Oh, my God.
Well, that sounds like a Green Diva meal.
Holy moly.
Listen,
okay, carry on.
Carrot
I would have it.
Carrot bacon turkey day?
Yeah. Yeah, although I was listening to something overnight because I often wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever the case is, and I listen to radio I don't remember. I have the app on my phone. And I listened to a station out of North Carolina that has Coast to Coast on it, and that was the Art Bell show where he did a lot of alien and after-death stuff kind of stuff.
Oh.
But this guy just, George Noor does a lot of topics, and they were talking about meat eaters and fish and chicken.
Carnivores?
Yes. Well, people who are omnivores and eat the meat.
Yeah.
That they tend to not... their heart disease is pretty high compared to most people.
Oh, yeah. No, we found that out when Wayne had his thing because, you know, his cholesterol and heart issues are primarily genetic, which is tougher to remedy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's not unhealthy at all. But, you know, our doctor, a regular doctor, came and saw him every day in the hospital at 5 a.m. You must do like Clinton. You must, in his best Romanian accent. You must do like Clinton. You must go vegan. You must go vegan.
Vegan?
Yeah. And so he got
hard,
us.
Hard, man.
But we watched that documentary, Forks Over Knives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we got the book by the doctor, one of the doctors that's featured in there, and it's all about this China study, which discovered that, it's not about the fat so much as it's the animal protein that does damage to the inside of the cells. It's this whole different thing.
Interesting.
And so the cholesterol has the ability to stick when the cells... Okay.
Okay. Is it in moderation? Can you have any in moderation?
Yes. Or it's like 5%. Boom. 5% of
your
diet.
That's really what
that's
I do.
It, yeah.
I mean, that's really all I have.
Probably a little more than 5%.
I'm just about there.
All right. I think we have Nomi, and we only have a couple minutes, so let's get her on the air. Nomi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. So glad you could call in. And just for folks who are listening, this is Nomi Lyons. Calling in from, she's our Green Diva correspondent from Salt Spring Island, British Columbia, Canada.
Yes.
And, you know, we've talked to Nomi before, but it's been a while. So, Nomi, just give us a little bit of a 101 on what you're up to.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Okay. I'm calling on Skype. That's why I asked.
Yeah. It's.
Last time you talked to me, I was just doing my show, Cabaret Confessions of an Eco Diva, in Los Angeles, and I've done that a few times. Since then, I've become more involved with everything eco. I'm on the Climate Action Committee on Salt Spring Island. I'm also on the Transportation Commission on Salt Spring Island, and then once you belong to those, then you kind of get hoodwinked into all kinds of other events. So...
You are becoming the eco green diva
West.
Yeah.
So everything from, I also host, I teach yoga as well. And so my yoga retreat space that I operate here, we've really gone, the space itself is an environmentally friendly space using all natural cleaning products and health products, etc. But now I've actually gotten more into trying to teach people about how to garden themselves because we all need to grow our own food.
Nice. And then, wait a minute, and the name of your studio, is it Paradise Found?
Paradise Found, yeah. ParadiseFound.ca is the website.
Okay.
And I also have my Eco Diva website, which is eco-diva.com.
Okay.
And I have to credit you and the other Green Divas, Meg, because, as you know... the original title of my show, which was a bit upsetting for some, was came from my husband's nickname for me, which is an eco-Nazi.
Yeah.
And so I said, after getting a few people upset, then I thought, we don't want to send that energy out. Let's keep it positive. And hello, I'm a diva. I'm a singer. So Green Divas, Eco Diva, it's all good, right?
It is. It is. I love that you do all that you do.
She's a multifaceted diva.
She really is.
Master of all diva.
Well, jack of all trades, master of none. That's what my husband says sometimes.
Okay, then we'll call you diva of all trades.
I relate to that. Now,
yeah, don't we all?
Now, we don't have a lot of time to talk today because... we're running a little bit late. Your call came in a little bit late, and we're jamming up things so much that what I'm going to do is I'm going to post all of your information. This is just sort of a re-intro to our wonderful Eco Diva West.
I kind of envy you, though, Nomi, up in Vancouver. It's one of the places on my bucket list.
Well, come and visit.
Okay.
All right.
You don't have to ask me twice. Okay.
Twist our arms.
Yeah, we'll be up there in a heartbeat. So we're going to post stuff about, you know, Paradise Found and your fabulous cabaret show.
Lovely.
And we are going to talk to you again very soon. And I'm sorry that we have to cut this one short.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought we were 3 hours ahead. I'm just going to check that time. just really quickly, I just wanted to suggest that if anyone is interested in really kind of gung-hoing it into this green movement, Transition Town.
Yes.
It's a very big movement, which I'm yep. sure you're aware of.
Yep.
And they are everywhere. Even if you haven't heard of them and you live in a big city, they're very profound, and there's so many aspects to helping the environment that you're bound to find something that might pique your interest.
They're even in Salt Spring Island, British Columbia, huh?
Oh, everywhere, yeah. Yeah, I've got a meeting this week, actually. We have a big transition fair in March coming up.
Awesome. We will write that in your little report on the website.
And thank you.
We'll get to talk to you pretty soon, I hope.
That'd be lovely.
Thanks so much for calling, Naomi.
Okay, thanks.
Take
so much,
care.
Meg.
Bye-bye.
Good
bye, Naomi.
Again.
Well, I could hear the phone ringing. I know that our green dude's calling in because we're jammed. We're jammed this week,
we're
man.
Behind.
Well,
yeah, it's good.
It's good.
It's all good. Anyway, Naomi is fantastic, and for anybody who wants to go look her up, especially her cabaret is very fun, and I'm sure it's on video on her website. And we'll have all of those links on thegreendivas.com. See, Lisa used to do all the shameless plugs for me.
I can do it for you.
I know.
TheGreenDivas.com. TheGreenDivas.com.
That's T-H-E.
How
that's
am I doing?
T-H-E.
That's T-H-E.
I just forget. I forget. And I am, I'm pretty shameless, you know, so.
That's pretty funny. Okay, what are we doing now?
Well, any minute now, we're going to have our Nino. Poor Nino was trying to call
in
throughout the whole thing.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Yeah because he's gone and had those tax tips for us, which is
so
always a good
again,
thing.
So tell me again, Transition Town, did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Transition Town. It's a large organization that has...
It's designed to help towns and municipalities and communities find ways to create greater sustainability and, you know, and make that transition.
Okay.
Hang on.
Every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Nino.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Yay, and we can hear you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, very. And you and everybody else can hear him, too.
I know. Poor Nino got ripped off last week, and you did such a good report. I apologize. So let's just really quickly again say that Nino is from earthtechling.com. You're the founder and CEO.
Correct.
So, and when we met Nino out in Detroit, you know, I really liked that he, like us Green Divas, is helping to try to de-jargonize some
yeah.
of this green stuff, especially the green tech, which can get very, well, it's
well,
confusing
it's
to me.
It's overwhelming because, you know, who does what and who does what better and why should we consider this over that? So this is the guy to go to. Hi, Nino, it's Mizar. How is everything out west?
No complaints.
Okay,
it's
good.
A mild winter day here in Portland, Oregon, where we're headquartered. So not too much rain. So
now,
enjoying the...
We were originally going to talk about light bulbs because I always have light bulb confusion, but we shifted gears on you. We'll do that next time because you had something come in today that you wanted to talk about.
That's correct. So, you know, we partner on our website with a number of nonprofits talking about different aspects of green technology, whether it's, you know, sustainable building or transportation, or in the case of this one particular partner who's called Alliance to Save Energy, they talk a lot about energy efficiency. And so we got a piece in from them today that I thought would be interesting to chat with your readers about for a couple minutes, or your listeners, I should say.
Yeah,
and readers.
So
both.
And readers, indeed, yes. So, you know, with tax time here coming up, you know, we're all starting to talk to our accountants, preparing our own taxes and pulling paperwork together. You know, the folks over at Alliance to Save Energy put out an article that's basically five energy efficiency tax credits you should know about. I thought we could list those off for those people who
are
you know, gathering their tax information right now and trying to figure out how to get a few extra tax credits for some of those green initiatives you've done in your life. So,
okay. Okay, that's a really, you know what, because I doubt people know about that. All right, everybody, get your pens and pencils out. And
well, and we'll list them.
Because,
we'll also list them on the website, and we'll refer to the original post for you.
That sounds great.
Go ahead.
All right,
so,
go,
you know,
shoot.
Just to kind of summarize, you know, in the deadlocked Congress we've had here of late, you know, there are a few things that have gotten through the, you know, the landmines that go on there. And, you know, one of them was at the beginning of the year, the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012 was signed into law, which had extended many expired tax credits until the end of this year, as well as restoring them retroactively for 2012.
Nice.
So five things folks should know about are, one is home improvements and equipment upgrades for things such as more efficient water heaters and air conditioners, as well as doing things like installing new windows and doors. And with that, you can get up to $500 in qualifying tax credits for certain improvements that you've done in your primary house.
And these are federal tax credits. The state
these
tax
are
credits are a different animal, I'm sure.
Right. These are all federal tax credits. So another one is a new home builder's tax credit. And this is basically more available for contractors. It's up to $2,000 for folks that build homes that consume 50% less heating and cooling energy compared to homes built under certain specifications a few years ago.
Cool.
So it's a cool one for those that are, you know, doing a little home construction.
Yeah.
Another big one is for alternative fuel vehicles. So basically refueling equipment for some of these vehicles can, you know, with the tax credit, can cover up to 30% of the cost for this equipment. So say, for example, you put in a electric charger in your home, you might qualify for that tax credit.
Really?
So,
I'm excited about that one because I hope to have an alternative vehicle car soon.
Me too.
That would be excellent. You know, and in that vein, credits for light and heavy duty hybrid vehicles have also been extended through the end of this year. Again, you know, applies to vehicles that meet certain requirements and that were put in service between 2011 and 2013. It's good to know what, you know, in the tax code talks about what types of vehicles qualify. So, you know, there's links to all of that in the article we have up from the Alliance folks. Two other ones really fast are mass transit benefits. So basically for this, are incentives that apply to employer-provided benefits such as transit passes, parking, and van pools.
Wow.
The Taxpayer Relief Act. So that the maximum monthly transportation benefits were increased to $245, up from $125 for this year, and they run through January 1st of 2020 through these incentives and rebates. But again, you should, you know, look online and talk to your accountant to see what you actually qualify so you don't, you know, fill out the paperwork and turn it in and the IRS goes,
Thanks so much, Nino, for calling in, and we'll have you back to talk about light bulbs another time. This was a good topic. And we'll have people check out earthtechling.com, that article, but we'll also, you know, post a reference and a link to all of that from thegreendivas.com.
You're a great resource, Nino. Thank you.
Bye, Nino.
Have a great week.
Take
care.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.
All right. We did a lot of jamming there. Let's we have like 4 minutes. Let's do a quickie break.
Okay.
And so I can go run and sip my tea because I'm not allowed to have tea near the board anymore.
Nope.
Yay for the tea. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Please stay tuned. We'll be on in a few minutes. We're going to have Waylon Lewis and lots more fun. Please stay tuned.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
What do you do with your used electronics? Stay tuned to learn about e-waste.
Hey, Meg, I have to get some presents, and of course I have to buy green. Got any ideas where to go?
Yeah, mygreen.com is my favorite place to shop online for anything green. Here, check this out.
Ooh, look at that great rating system.
It's simple, clear, look at all the goodies. One-stop shopping for home or office.
Ooh, wait, did you see that bag?
Buygreen.com, a Green Diva's trusted source for great green shopping. We produce 50 metric tons of e-waste every year, but only about 15% of that gets recycled. That is the equivalent of tossing 100,000 fully loaded 747s into landfills. So what is e-waste? Discarded computers, laptops, cell phones, TVs, DVRs, etc. Here are a couple of ways to unload your electronics. Donate them to local charities. To find a responsible e-recycler near you, go to eCyclingCentral.com. Please do your homework and make sure your e-waste doesn't end up going overseas, where it is often handled irresponsibly.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Hi, this is Fran Drescher, and remember, a cancer answer is cancer schmancer. And you're listening to the Green Divas.
That still cracks me up, man.
I'm so sorry for coughing in your ear there. Sorry.
Welcome back
that.
To the Green Divas radio show and Lisa's coughing lung.
Sorry.
That's okay. Uncle Buggy's in the house. By the way, I'll just do a plug because I always forget to do it, that Uncle Buggy, who happens to be my big brother, does a really cool musical show right after this on Homegrown Radio. And what is it? Some of the best tunes you've...
Never heard.
Never heard.
Or rarely.
Or rarely. Thank you. Lisa's got it. So, anyway, let's do what... Let's talk... Hold on a second. Hold on. It's time for...
Reduce, recycle, reuse, and if you're feeling creative, repurpose. Repurposing is one of Green Diva Mizar's favorite DIY things to do, and it's fun.
All right, this is going to be sort of down and dirty because we'll have everything posted and linked, et cetera, et cetera. So how many T-shirts do you have in your closet that you haven't worn in forever?
Yeah, I have
because,
a few.
You know, 100. You get freebies, and my daughter just cleaned out her boyfriend's closet, and she said...
And I just refused to get rid of them.
Well, because if you can never know, right?
Memories.
All right, so now we've got some really good ideas that we're going to post, and I'm going to talk about three. One is, of course, repurposing them for clothes. And you can cut them and shape them and make them into scarves, and you can make them into boleros. And one woman made a blazer out of her husband's long sleeve.
I think Green Diva Jesse, Silent Jesse in the other room, has done all kinds of funky things.
Oh, there's one that's
clothing.
Just so simple. I took a piece of lace and just put it down the front of the T-shirt.
Oh, and how cute.
So nice. So cool. And it just changes the look completely.
Upcycling.
Exactly. The other favorite one I have is these bags.
Now, I saw that, and I loved it.
It was amazing.
Are we making those? Can we
make
those?
Yeah, I'll make them. Give me your T-shirts.
Yeah. All right. I want to try. I don't have a sewing machine, so.
Oh, well, I see now I do, but some are no-sew. I found some that are no-sew. So that's got to be good.
That's good for this Green Diva, because I'm not so good with a needle.
Well, it's not so, but it's easy. And if you mess up, it's only a T-shirt.
All right, we have to set up the shop, the Green Diva Fun Shop.
Let's go.
So much fun.
Well, listen, it'll be
videotape it.
It'll be great. And all right, so all of this will be on the website. And then the other one that I found that was kind of unique was there's some jewelry and some scarves that you can make. And
I like it.
Along with that, you can make these T-shirt flowers that you can put on the scarf. But such cool ideas.
Yeah.
I have one.
What?
You
go for it.
I had done for my son when he graduated from high school. I had saved all the T-shirts from sports that he had had over the years.
Oh. Yep.
And I made a quilt.
Yes.
From the Little League T-shirts and all that. And I made
quilts.
A quilt
T-shirts.
Out of all the T-shirts.
And then you reminded me of one that I don't have on here that I have to put on. But you can just took my daughter's first grade sweatshirt, and I made a pillow out of it, and it says Clinton on there. So she still has that somewhere in a box.
Did you hand sew that, Lisa?
No.
Okay.
Just checking. Okay.
I was just curious.
No, quilting isn't necessarily hand sewing anymore.
No. I do better with hand sew. I don't have a sewing machine. I don't know how to work a sewing machine.
You push a pedal with your
foot.
You know what?
Is it that hard?
No, it's not hard at all. I think it should be on the list of things to learn.
I actually have a sewing machine somewhere because I gave it to Silent Jesse. And anyway, I'm cutting into your airspace.
No, that's
I'm
it.
Sorry.
No. I was so quick that I've already kind of finished everything. Unless you have any other questions for me, I feel like I'm holding a seminar here.
No, so what we're going to do is send people to thegreendivas.com, and we will have the post later today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Check it out.
Tomorrow.
Check it out.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mizar.
You're welcome.
for step-by-step instructions on this DIY project and to find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcasts, visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.
All right, then. I think we have Waylon calling in. Waylon?
I'm here.
Yay! Thank you so much for calling in. And just
hey,
for
thank you.
Anybody yeah. who's just tuning in, Waylon Lewis is the founder and publisher of Elephant Journal. And we're going to talk to him a little bit today about, well, gosh, you know, we have so
everything
many.
Everything and everything.
Yeah, we have so many
anything.
Questions. Yeah. And, like, you know, you're such a busy guy.
Can I start off with this question? Why Elephant Journal? What prompted that title?
Well, we get that question a lot. I think, you know, the elephant, like the tiger or rhino or pretty much any big so-called charismatic animal is unfortunately going extinct in the wild right now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the canary in the gold mine or... you know, the frog in the proverbial pan, it's a sign of our relation with our natural world being a little bit out of sync. But the main reason was there's this legend of the blind men and the elephant. I don't know if you and your readers know that one offhand.
No, tell us.
Yeah, so there's this sort of aphorism about six blind men and an elephant, and one blind man is touching the belly of an elephant and says, oh, it's a wall.
Yeah.
And one is holding the tail and says, it's a snake. And one is touching the tusk and it's sharp and he says, it's a tiger. And they're all arguing and they're all right and they all hate each other. And the notion is that if they could just see, open their eyes and see, they would see they're talking about the same thing. So the notion of the Elephant Journal is Republican or Democrat.
Male, female, whatever.
Catholic,
yeah. Yeah,
or Islamic, or Buddhist, or what have you. We all want, you know, our children to be safe and happy and live in a healthy, you know, happy world with green grass and blue skies. And you know, we just
I love
divide
it.
Ourselves up along the lines of almost like football teams, but we take it way too seriously, and it's not
yeah.
a game, and
yeah.
decide that we're enemies of each other.
So. Oh, I love it. Love the story.
I do too, yeah. I had heard that story, actually, at one point. But it's like one
yeah.
of those things. It also, to me, implies not only to see it together, to talk about it, because if they're blind, they have to talk about it, but also
right.
to work together to resolve the problem of why everything is different on one end of the elephant and the other. I mean, I would take it a step further.
It does take
further.
Communication.
Yeah,
right.
exactly right. Yeah. So that is phenomenal. Okay. Got that out of the way.
Okay. We can
right.
hang up now. No, I'm just
no,
kidding.
No,
kidding.
No, no, Waylon. No, we've got so much
My
to talk
job
about.
Here is done.
No.
Not off the
Well,
hook
there certainly
that easy.
Is a lot going on the website. Oh, my gosh. Where does one
yeah.
start?
Well, wait. No, before you go to that, I just have to acknowledge that I have publisher envy, and I think I mentioned that earlier, because I really admire what you have done. I am a former publisher, print publisher of a magazine,
yeah.
and
yeah.
You've done such a beautiful job. Yeah, let me just gush a minute here. Okay. You've done such a nice job taking this into this new, you know, transitioning it into this wonderful digital media. And anyway, so, yeah, so now, you can find elephantjournal.com. You've got a nice, what's the word I'm looking for? Format? No. Platform? No. I like your model. That's what it is. I'm digging, and that's partly
yeah.
from a publishing perspective.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Green Diva, Lisa,
well,
you're going to ask them that there's a lot going on there, and there is.
There is.
Yeah.
Now, the left side of the home screen is very busy. It's shifting. You want to talk about what the difference between what's happening along the left side of your homepage versus the other side, the right?
Yeah, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about all of, like, you really break boundaries almost every freaking day. I see one of your posts. And either it's, I like your personal posts as well because I follow you personally, and we're obviously spun from the same cloth, as it were, or the same limb. But, you know, you cover everything in such a way that it's accessible in many ways, you know, whether it's an untalked-about sexual issue or making fun of ourselves about our little taboos, or a political issue that nobody really wants to say anything about because it's taboo. Talk to me a little bit about how you – is that kind of your personality?
Well, I mean, to the busy point, I think we are in many ways when I transitioned from being a print magazine – which we prided ourselves on not being busy, on not having anything on the covers, really, except for beautiful art, something inspiring.
And they were,
The sun or something. But, you know, in that transition, I started blogging for Huffington Post pretty furiously and kind of learning on the job. And, you know, I think it's very busy when you first look at it. If you've been to the website more than just this morning, which is what it sounds like, you know, you do get used to it. And so I would say on the left column, yeah, there's ads and partners. There's also lists of popular. And that's what I usually first look at. It kind of tells you what are people excited about right now. And there's popular today, popular this week, popular this month. And then on the homepage, elephantjournal.com, you know, it lists our quality, the articles we're really proud of. And you were asking about the content. We do. We focus quite deliberately, as with our name and the Legend of the Blind Men, on everything. The notion is how to bring mindfulness to everyday life and enjoy living a deliberate life, as Thoreau puts it. So, yeah, I mean, things like the sexual taboos or whatever, definitely people remember those and certainly click on them. But 90% of our articles are just about how to live life fully and enjoy it and live it responsibly, and you know, that can be whether it's bicycling or family or politics or we cover quite deliberately every facet of life. If it's eco fashion,
a lot of good health and happiness I see.
Yeah, I mean, the happiness stuff is one of my kind of it drives me nuts. I feel like there's a culture in the U.S. It's like, I call it fast food spirituality. It's, you know, give me a top 10 list about happiness. I haven't ever heard of any great hero in history reading a top 10 blog about happiness and figuring out how to live life. That said, I think it's great that we're presenting stuff in an accessible, fun way. And unfortunately, in this speedy culture where people are walking around on their smartphones without looking at the trees and the beautiful sky above them, you do have to be accessible. And if all you can do is connect one moment of being present, you know, for someone that day, that's one more moment than they might have had otherwise. But that said, I think the whole positivity culture actually has the opposite effect of, it's almost like eating candy instead of eating, you know, slow food, local food, quality food.
For instance, a carrot on February 3rd. We were talking about that earlier. Much like the Green Divas, you do have a way of bringing information out using a sense of humor where, you know, we're appropriate, and sometimes it seems inappropriate, but it's great. Like, it gets your attention because you're like, wow, really? Are you making fun of that? And but it works, and we use a sense of humor, probably not as well as you do all the time, but it's about making the information accessible, and I do resonate with that whole concept.
Well, the whole – yeah, thank you. I mean, the whole so-called lifestyle that is about environmental responsibility and – fair trade and all that is just so ripe for making fun of in a loving way, kind of like Portlandia. And if you don't make, if we can't make fun of ourselves, right, then what are we doing?
Exactly.
So, you know, you always need to have a sense of humor and joy about anything you love. So we do try and do that, and we definitely run into very, you know, people get very serious. I'm vegan. And, you know, I've written a blog recently titled Mean Vegans Suck, you know, because they do. They're incredibly off-putting, and they damage our own so-called cause.
Yeah, I agree.
By being righteous. And the fact is, you know, vegans aren't perfect. You know, breaking news at 11, vegans, you know, are eating palm oil, and 90% of the sort of vegan alternatives that come from palm oil or have palm oil in them. Palm oil is killing the endangered species, the orangutan, right? So it's kind of endless.
Yeah.
The notion isn't being perfect. Elephant is really much more about being mindful, and that's much more accessible and practical and fun.
Well, you've launched, obviously, I'm fascinated by the product. I mean, whether it's on Facebook or
the content.
The content there. But or even on your website. You keep saying we try and our goal is, and I'm just wondering, how many folks do you have working with you, and do you have folks who like to specialize in a certain facet of what you're trying? Like, do you have somebody focusing on the snake as opposed to the tiger or the wall, per se, of the elephant?
Great question. I mean, we can mean a lot of different things. We do have a great, strong, self-motivated, self-driven staff. A year ago, we barely had a staff. Now we have we had our staff meeting today. It was hard to wrap it up in 2 hours. We have, you know, five or six very strong editors, and you know, we have close to 50 articles a day. So we're getting
to be
a real community, and I think community is the main we I refer to. We're
I just want to jump in and say that I think I'm becoming part of your community. Lynn has asked me to contribute. Does that make me part of your community? I mean, I'm part of your community anyway because I have a subscription and I read it all. But I don't read it all.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I mean, I don't control our community, so you can be a part of it whether I say so or not.
Yay! I'm joining.
Yes,
I'm joining the fun. Joining the fun. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, not at all. I was just going to basically say, like, if you want to be, for those who are listening, I mean, the easiest way to get involved or check out Elephant is to subscribe to our weekly newsletter. It's free. And all the links, all the articles in it are free. You get one email a week, and you don't have to subscribe. A lot of people, you know, don't know, but we offer 3 clicks, basically, for free every day. And beyond that, we ask people to either come back tomorrow and read 3 more for free or to subscribe for about $1 a month.
Yeah,
and,
very reasonable.
That's where our ability to have staff and raise our quality and not just have articles about sex or, you know, top 10 lists all the time comes from.
Right. I love it. I love it.
It's refreshing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I really am glad we finally got a chance to talk.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm an admiring Green Diva.
Well, I love Green Divas.
Well, hopefully we'll get to meet one of these days.
There's 5 of us hanging around today, Waylon.
Yeah, we're all lurking around.
Well, you know, I'll come over.
Okay, good.
Elephant Journal Envy, man. Well, thank you so much for calling in again, and we'll be in touch. I'm sure we'll talk again soon, and you'll let us know when you're in the New Jersey, New York area.
You bet. I'll be there for the Yoga Journal Conference.
Oh, when is that?
I don't know. A couple months?
We'll look it up, Waylon.
We'll figure it out.
You have to promise to look us up, okay?
All right. Take it easy.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye, Waylon.
Yeah. Wow. All right, then.
Yeah, I certainly didn't mean busy in a derogatory mean. I mean, it's just there's so much to choose from when you've many choices.
So we're going to be on a roll with Green Dudes because next week we have Rodman Schley, who is the star, if you will, and the creator of a TV series called The Urban Conversion. And he's one of our favorite friends. We've talked to him a couple of times. Lisa remembers him.
Indeed he do.
Very interesting, fun guy. And he's, you know, obviously he's doing this urban homesteading thing out in, I think he's in Colorado also. It's a Colorado Green Dude kind of couple of weeks.
Makes me think we should be in Colorado.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I'm here on a road trip.
Well, I keep saying Green Diva's on the road. Vancouver, Colorado. Where else are we going? Maine to see Green Diva Lisa?
Yeah.
All good.
Yeah.
All good.
And I just got, one of our fans on the website from Asheville, North Carolina.
I really want to visit there, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to visit there. I don't have it in front of me, but anyway, a lovely young woman asked if she could report in from time to time from there.
Oh, good.
So I said, oh, we're adding to our Green Diva correspondence.
We love that.
And I apologize for not having her name in front of me. But anyway, what a nice thing to have Green Diva Lisa in the studio again.
So nice to be here.
Have you been in this studio broadcasting yet?
I have not broadcast out of the studio yet. I've been AWOL since you set her up.
We got a lot of things coming up. Please find us on Facebook, Green Divas Radio Show. Follow me on Twitter at Green Diva Meg or at Org Green Divas, which is all of us. TheGreenDivas.com. Have a great green week. Stay tuned. Uncle Buggy's coming up.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at TheGreenDivas.com. That's T-H-E, GreenDivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.